Thank you. Thank you. You just heard nine miniatures from guitarist Okazaki's new, very interesting and unusual album called American Miniatures, with some fine musicians there who are definitely not getting a chance to stretch out on any of their improvisations, with very short, often 1-2 minute long. You heard nine tracks there, and I think the total ran about 13-14 minutes. That last track was called Whack-A-Mole, in case you're interested. And actually, having heard that a few times, it's a very apt title for something like 87-second long, sort of a cheeky little number there. A fascinating concept, and it is captivating. It's a really fine album, but it does leave a little bit of, I wanted a bit more there. Couldn't they have let the saxophonist at least play a few more bars? But that's not what he wanted to do. He was giving us miniatures, and it's a very interesting album. Miles Okazaki is the leader there, and the guitarist, as well as the person who put all those little miniatures together. Well, different style and different approach now, from drummer Will Renier, from his album called Traces. It's Marcus Lowry on electric and acoustic guitars, Yannick Antil on piano, and Alex LeBlanc on double bass, as well as Renier on drums. It's a debut album of this group from Montreal, and it's worthy of more. Here from Traces are a couple of tracks, one of them at least very short, and starting with the title track, this is Traces. Drummer Will Renier.
Thank you.
three tracks from an album by drummer Will Renier from Montreal. That last track was called Farewell, and I would like to dedicate it to the memory of Carolyn Bacha, the wonderful wife of bass player Gilles Fournier, who is a mainstay of the Winnipeg jazz community. And Carol and his wife tragically died just in the last day or two. And those of us who knew her are in shock, and I'm one of those. So our condolences to Gilles and the family, and the farewell is one of great sadness for us all. Well, it's about half an hour left in the program today, and I'm going to change the mood again. I've been quite taken in the last few weeks with the second release of the British trio Go-Go Penguin, who had been quiet for quite a while, and I think a lot of people were wondering why. And then maybe a year or more ago now, they came out with an album that was titled Everything Is Going to Be Okay. And without going into any detail, they commented in the notes that all the trio, or presumably each of the trio, had been facing very difficult times in the preceding period, the hiatus, when they weren't recording. No details were given, but health, family, all those things were implied. And their return was called Everything Is Going to Be Okay, and they've just recently had an EP out that took a lot of the tracks from this album and performed them live in Northern England. But I'm going to play some tracks from the original Return album, if you will, the Everything Is Going to Be Okay album. And the band, as you may know, is Chris Illingworth on piano, Nick Blacka on bass, and John Scott on drums. So from Everything Is Going to Be Okay, which is, I guess, something we all need to hear with all the stuff that's going on around us, and hope that it's true, I'm going to play We May Not Stay, and then the title track, Everything Is Going to Be Okay, Last Breath, and Parasite. A couple of the tracks are very short. Here is Go-Go Penguin, We May Not Stay. Thank you. the British trio Go Go Penguin with a set of tracks from their album that came out a year and a half ago, maybe. That was their first in some time after a fairly long hiatus when they just were not able to record through all sorts of personal and other issues that were preventing them. But the album title is Everything Is Going to Be Okay, and it reflects their optimistic view of what they're doing from now on. Excellent stuff there. And I got a little bit of time to take us out, and I'm probably going to take us out with a tribute album by Brian Landris, brand new album that just came out a couple of days ago, perhaps. And it's a tribute to the music of Ellington and Strayhorn. Landris plays a whole mess of different saxophones, flutes, clarinets, all that sort of thing. He's woodwinds, multi-instrumentalist. But he has with him guitarist Dave Stryker, bassist Jay Anderson, and drummer Billy Hart. And it's a thank you to the music that is often very well known by both Strayhorn and Ellington, and the playlist is a lot of familiar pieces on it. Their tracks are quite short. I'm going to play as many as I can squeeze in the next few minutes. That will take us to the end of our show. One of the tracks, the first track is Agra from his Far East suite. The second track is Chelsea Bridge. And there's an old story in the jazz world that used to go that if the young pup wanted to sit in and jam with the old dogs, what the old dogs would likely say is, okay, we're playing Chelsea Bridge in A sharp or whatever. And if the kid could handle the changes in Chelsea Bridge, which are very tricky, then the chances are he may get a chance to sit in with the old dogs. So the second track in is going to be that at Chelsea Bridge, and then I'll see if I can squeeze in another one. My name's Keith Black, and as always, it's been a pleasure for me to share my music with you for the last 3 hours. I hope you'll come back again next week when I will do it all again with different music, but the same sort of range of contemporary and non-contemporary. Take care of yourselves for the next week. I hope that your week goes well. I'll be back next week. Thanks for tuning in today. I appreciate it, and I will see you next time. And I'll take us out now with Brian Landris plays Ellington and Strayhorn, starting with Agra. And we'll see how far we get till 1 o'clock. Bye for now. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.